Hello, and thanks for tuning in. My name is Dustin Yankowski. I'm the campus life pastor at Life Point Church in Westerville. On Sunday, we talked about 1 Kings chapter 18 and Elijah and the prophets of Baal. When we talked about Baal, we said, yes, there's a specific storm god that the Israelites had had a divided allegiance to in comparison to Yahweh. And God was flexing his power by bringing a drought over that storm god, by not allowing there to be rain, right? There's only one god of the storm. But we also talked about that Baal is a generic term, meaning anything that's a spiritual lord. In this way, you know, there was many more Baals than just a storm god. And the Israelites were limping, jumping between the two different opinions. So they wanted a little bit of God and a little bit of Baal. And God acts to end their divided allegiance, the divided allegiance of his people. Idolatry is a main theme in the Bible. It's biblical history. It's human history. You know, as John Calvin said, our hearts are perpetual idol factories, constantly taking good things and making them into ultimate things, making them spiritual lords, Baals. We talked about some idols that have a pull on our hearts on Sunday, you know, kids, our image and how we're seen, religion, and money, and how we see these good things become something in our hearts that we need, right? They change our desires, our motivations. We can't stop thinking about them. The greatest possible outcomes in life and the worst tragedies that we can imagine center around them. That's spiritual lordship in our hearts. And so for some additional questions that we didn't have time to ask on Sunday that I want to kind of ask and walk through right now for ourselves in order just to kind of expose some of our idols and give us some prayer fodder to bring to the Lord to say, God, would you help? Would you give me eyes to see? It can be difficult to increase our devotion to God when idols still claim so much ground in our heart. So what is that one thing your future cannot live without? What is that that you regularly find yourself daydreaming about while you're on the freeway? What is it that you find yourself worrying about, having anxiety about when your head's on the pillow at night? What are your if onlys? If only my spouse did. If only I had a better job. If only. How would you fill in that blank? Or what are your I musts? I must do this. I need to. I have to. Have respect, obedient children, or control in your life? What blinds you to the truth and the blessings that you have in Christ that are anchored as a child of God? On the cross, God has moved to end our divided allegiance. Jesus freely gives us what every other idol promises to but fails on delivering. He bled for us. He prayed for us. He sacrificed for us. Every other idol demands that of us, our prayer, our effort, our sacrifice, but it's freely given in Jesus. So my hope and prayer is that God, through his Spirit, would start to give us eyes to see, and we'd make it more of a rhythm, a habit, to do an idol check on our hearts. They are incredibly deceptive, and they run deep. And we need God's help to discern, expose, and ultimately repent and turn to the only living God. Thanks so much for tuning in.